So yung binasa po natin na Psalm 119 verses 153 hanggang 160, ito po ang magiging message natin tonight, this afternoon. And so what we had just read, the scriptures that we read, from there we're going to be preaching a message on Psalm 119 verses 153 to 160. Now, ito po ay ang ikadalawampung seksyon ng Psalm 119. This is the 20th section of Psalm 119. At ito ay panalangin para sa pagpapatunay at panunumbalik loob ni David sa Panginoon. Isa siyang tunay na anak ng Diyos. At makikita natin ito dito sa verse na ito. This is a psalm of restoration, a psalm of a return to God, and asking God for mercies and asking God to plead His cause. And what this tells us is that the man who wrote this, I believe, is David. David, we could see, is a saved man. Siya ay ligtas. Ito ay ligtas. Bakit? If you look at 153, sabi ng Bible, hindi niya nakakalimutan ang batas ng Panginoon. He doesn't forget the law of God. So this is a Christian. Hindi siya lumalayo o humihiwalay sa patotoo ng Panginoon. Sa verse 157, if you look at verse 157, he doesn't decline from the testimonies of God. And so this is a Christian. This is a man who's saved. Look at 159, verse 159. Consider how I love thy precepts. So iniibig niya ang mga utos ng Diyos. He has a love for God's word. And let's see, verse number 160. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. So alam niya na ang kabuuan ng kanyang salita, ng salita ng Diyos, ay katotohanan, at ang kanyang matuwid na kahatulan ay magpakailanman. So ito pong taong ito ay ligtas. This man is saved because he recognizes that the word of God is true from the beginning, and every one of his righteous judgments endureth forever. We are dealing with someone who's saved in this in the Psalm 119. And what this means, according to this octonary of Resh, is that even though we are Christians, we are not free from hardships and trials, unfortunately. Ibig sabihin itong octonary na ito, itong Resh section na pinag-aaralan natin, na bagamat tayo ay Kristiyano, hindi po tayo malaya sa gulo o sa hirap. Hindi lamang physical na hirap ang dinaranasan natin bilang Kristiyano. Meron din palang pagdududa, yun ay paghihirap ng pag-isip natin, no? Yung paghihirap ng kaisipan natin, and sometimes nagdududa tayo sa sarili natin, dinududa natin ang salita ng Diyos, o meron tayong pagdududa sa Diyos mismo, no? So there are conflicts inside of us, even as Christians, not just physical trouble. Sometimes there's a doubting. Sometimes we doubt the love of God. We doubt the veracity of His word, or we doubt the presence of God, or that God is really dealing with us. So this is a trouble of mind, a trouble of heart, a trouble of spirit. And so just because you're a Christian doesn't mean, unfortunately, you're free from trouble. But look at verse number 154, and this is the heart of the 20th section. Look at verse 154. Plead my cause and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. Plead my cause. Ipaglaban mo, Panginoon. Ipaglaban mo po ang aking kapakanan. So imbis na siya ay lumaban, imbis na ipinaglaban niya ang kanyang mga karapatan bilang tao, ganyan, ay hinahayaan na niya na ang Panginoon ang magtanggol sa kanya. And this is something that we need to learn. Instead of us fighting for our cause, instead of us fighting for our rights, we can go to verse number 154 and pray to God and say, plead my cause. Lord, I'm turning it over to you, God. I'm giving you this trouble, Lord. Help me. I plead my cause. So, imbis na tayo ang gumawa, ibinibigay natin sa Panginoon ang ating mga problema at sinasabi natin sa Kanya, kayo Panginoon, ang ipaglaban mo ang ating kapakanan. So, lalo na kapag meron tayong mga kaaway o kalaban sa buhay, katulad ng 155, if you look at verse number 155, it says, salvation is far from the wicked. The wicked are an enemy to us. They're enemies to us. In verse number 157, many are my persecutors. They're also enemies. The wicked, the persecutors, and number 158, the transgressors. Even the transgressors are against us. And so, yung pong mga kaaway natin sa buhay, yun ang mga masasama, ayon sa verse 155, ayon sa verse 157, yung mga manguusig, at saka sa verse number 158, yung pong mga transgressors na tinatawag ng Bible, yung mga lumalabag sa batas ng Panginoon. Those who break the law of God, they are really enemies to us, and we ought to pray for God to deliver us from evil men. That's a very legitimate prayer in here. But there's also the prayer for revival, a prayer for God to quicken us. For example, you see that in verse number 154. Plead my cause, deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. So we're asking God to enliven us, to quicken us. Look at verse number 156. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. And verse number 159. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. So we pray to God for quickening. This is something that we have a perfect right for God to answer our prayers. Quicken means to make alive. Yung pong pinapanalangin natin sa Panginoon ay para tayo ay buhayin muli. Bigyan tayo ng buhay ng Panginoon. Ito po ay upang subalit sa takot at pagdududa o anumang kahirapan, ay makakayanan ko sa pamamagitan ng lakas ng Panginoon na gumawa ng tama at kalugod-lugod sa harap ng Diyos. Kung ano ang dapat kong gawin bilang Kristiyano, bibigyan ako ng kapangyarihan ng Diyos na gawin kung ako'y manalangin sa Kanya, na humihingi ng pagbubuhay muli sa Kanya. You know, God will give you the power to do right. God will give you the strength to do right. If you pray and ask God for the power to do right, don't you think God will give it to you? God will give you the strength to do right. So, the power to do right is not in you. It's in God. And we have to go to God and say, God, quicken me. Make me alive. Ayun pala ang dapat natin gawin. And I just gave you some idea that if you catch it and you believe and live it, that'll help you big time. Okay? Number one, Christian life is not without trouble. You can go to God and turn over to God your troubles, and then you can go to God and ask Him to strengthen you to do right. And yung pong tatlong mga principles na pinag-aralan na natin ay napaka-tindi po kung talagang pakikinggan nyo at ilalagay nyo sa iyong buhay. Tayo ay hindi tayo exempt sa mga problema. Wala sa atin ang kapangyarihan na gumawa ng tama. At ang Panginoon ang may kapangyarihan upang magbigay sa atin ng kapangyarihan para tayo makagawa ng tama. So, I have a few points I want to share with you today concerning verse number 154. 154 says, plead my cause. Plead my cause. And did you know that as a Christian, God gave you someone who will plead your cause? God gave you an advocate who will plead your cause. Binigyan pala tayo ng Panginoon ng isang tagapagtanggol. Yung pong verse number 154, yan po ang pinaka puso nitong section resh na ito. Ipaglaban mo po ang aking kapakanan. Binigyan tayo ng Panginoon ng isang tagapagtanggol, isang tagapamagitan na magtatanggol para sa atin, according to verse 154. So, Jesus is our advocate. Si Jesus ay ang ating tagapagtanggol. He is our advocate. He is our mediator. Siya ang ating tagapamagitan. Now, go over to 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 1. We pray, Lord, plead my cause. And God gave us Jesus, who stands and appears before the Heavenly Father, and He pleads our cause because He is our advocate. Siya po ang ating tagapagtanggol, humaharap siya sa Diyos Ama, at siya ay namamagitan sa atin, pinagtatanggol niya tayo, kasi siya ang ating tagapagtanggol. Tingnan mo ang 1 John chapter 2, verse number 1. 1 John 2, 1, the Bible says this, "My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not." Now let me stop there and say, that's the will of God for us as Christians, that we sin not. That's exactly how God wants us. He doesn't want us living in sin. Now, the Bible teaches us that although we try our best not to sin, it still knows that we're going to sin because God's work of sanctification is not finished. And so He says in the next line, "And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." So, yung pong pagkakasala po, hindi po yan layunin ng Panginoon para sa ating buhay. Ayaw ng Diyos na mabuhay tayo sa kasalanan, ha? Hindi dapat tayo bilang Kristiyano, niligtas na tayo ng Panginoon. Hindi na dapat tayo, hindi na dapat mamuno ang kasalanan sa buhay natin at talagang wala nang kapangyarihan si Satanas at ang kasalanan sa buhay ng Kristiyano. Kaya nga lang, paminsan-minsan, talagang palpak po ang Kristiyano. Ganyan po talaga ang tao, no? Wala tayong kapangyarihan sa ating sarili na gumawa ng tama. Kaya, binigyan po tayo ng isang tagapagtanggol. Yan ay ang Panginoong Jesucristo. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. So, naranasan ng maraming Kristiyano na paminsan-minsan palpak ang kanilang salita, ang ating isip. Paminsan, mali ang sagot natin. Napakalaki tila ng mga kasalanan ko, no? Napakarami ng mga pagkakamali ko at pagkukulang ko. Ito ay nagpapatunay na nangangailangan po tayo ng isang tagapagtanggol. Now, you can do your best as a Christian. Sometimes, Christians say the wrong words. Sometimes, they think the wrong thoughts. Sometimes, they respond the wrong way. And sometimes, it seems that our sins are insurmountable. And so many, and our mistakes, and our lacking, our mistakes and our problems of character are overwhelming at times. And so that tells us that we need an advocate. We need someone to defend us. Ito ay isang pinakamahalagang prinsipyo ito. Pwede tayong manalangin sa Panginoon, "Panginoon, ipaglaban mo po ako, o ibinabalik ko po sa inyo ang aking problema, Panginoon." And so we come to this very important principle. We don't have to live in sin as Christians. We can go to God, confess our sins, and go to Jesus, and He will forgive us, and He will cleanse us, and He will restore us, and He will plead our cause. Siya po ang tagapagtanggol. Ang tagapamagitan ay parang isang tagapagtanggol na abogado. Kinakailangan natin nito kasi mayroon tayong akusador, no? Meron nagsusumbong sa langit. Umaakyat sa langit ang si Satanas. At sumasakdal siya, tagapagparatang sa kapatiran, si Satanas. Akusador ng kapatiran. You know, one of the things that the devil does is that he goes to God and he accuses the brethren. Satan is an accuser of the brethren. Look at Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 10. Revelation chapter 12, verse number 10. And the Bible says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down." So one of the names of the devil is that he is the accuser of the brethren.
Wala siyang humpay, walang tigil ang kanyang pagsumbong, ang kanyang pagsasakdal sa atin, ang kanyang pag-accusa, pagiging aksador sa atin. Walang tigil ang kanyang gawa laban sa atin, kaya kailangan talaga natin ng tagapamagitan.
And so as a Christian, we really need an advocate. Not just because we're sinners still, and we still do wrong at times, but because we also have an accuser in heaven who goes up to the face of God and accuses us of our failures and of our sin. But we have an advocate. We have someone standing in heaven pleading for our cause. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 33. Romans chapter 8 and verse 33. The Bible says this: "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies." And so the Bible says, who's going to charge those people that are saved by God, God's elect? Who's going to blame them? Who's going to blame them? Nobody could blame them. Why? Because God justified us. God saved us. And so there's great encouragement that Jesus pleads our cause. Look at verse 34. "Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." So the devil can't do anything because Jesus is up there interceding for you and me. The devil is without power. Even though he tries to accuse us, even though he tries to discourage us, we have an advocate in Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 7. Look at Hebrews chapter number 7. So when the devil accuses us, we go to Jesus because Jesus is our advocate. Hebrews chapter 7.
Kaya pala, pag pumapalpak tayo, di meron tayong pagkukulang, pagsasala, huwag kayong mawalan ng pag-asa kasi meron tayong tagapagpanggol sa langit. Ayan ang Panginoong Jesucristo.
Look at Hebrews chapter 7, verse number 25. Hebrews 7:25 says, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." And so Jesus lives and he's pleading our cause in heaven. Look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 24. The Bible says, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself." Here's the key word: "now to appear in the presence of God for us." He appears in the presence of God. Why? For us. Jesus is for us. He is our advocate.
Siya po ang ating tagapagtanggol. Siya po ang ating tagapamagitan. Kaya dahil malaki ang pasasalamat natin na kahit palpak tayo, kahit meron tayong maraming pagkakamali, maaari po tayong lumapit sa Panginoong Jesucristo kasi siya po ang ating tagapagtanggol.
Alright? Number two, this doesn't mean that we have a license to sin. This does not mean we have a license to sin.
Hindi po ibig sabihin meron tayong lisensya para gumawa ng kabuluksutan. Yung sinasabi natin na pwede na natin gawin ang gusto natin gawin kasi ligtas naman tayo, nandiyan naman ang Panginoong Jesucristo, so pwede akong pwede kong gawin ang gusto kong gawin. Hindi po tama yon, yung pag-isip na ganyan. Itong pagtatanggol ng Panginoon sa atin ay hindi ibig sabihin na pwede natin gawin ang kahit anong gusto natin gawin. Yung presumption ang tawag doon sa English, no? So, we cannot presume upon God to say, okay, well, if God's going to forgive me, then I'll just sin. I'll just live in sin because He's my advocate and He'll forgive me anyway. That's not how Christians live. That is not pleasing to God. Nakikita natin sa pasimula na ang anak ng Diyos ay may pag-ibig sa utos ng Diyos, gaya ng binasa natin kanina. Hindi siya pag hindi kayo sumusunod sa utos ng Diyos, para kang hindi ligtas. Pero tayo ay sumusunod dahil tayo ay ligtas. Now, makinig kang maigi, hindi tayo sumusunod para maligtas, tayo ay sumusunod kasi ligtas tayo. Hindi po natin ginagawa ito para maligtas tayo, no? Ginagawa natin ito kasi binigyan na po tayo ng bagong puso at tayo ay binuhay na ng Panginoon. Now, we are not obedient to God in order to be saved, but we obey God because we are saved. It's a fruit of salvation, this obedience to God. So, iwasan natin ang maling paniniwala at pag-iisip na maaari natin gamitin ang awa ng Diyos bilang pag-aabuso ng ating kalayaan kay Kristo. No? Again, this psalmist will never forget the law of God. He doesn't avoid, he doesn't stay away from the testimonies of the Lord. He loves the testimonies and the laws and the commandments of God. He knows that all of the words of God are true and righteous and will last forever and ever. So again, he's not using his liberty as a license to sin. Hindi po ginagamit niya ang kalayaan niya bilang lisensya na para sa kabaluktutan, no? In fact, pwede palang gawin, pwede palang palitan ang grasya ng Diyos at gawing kamalian. Look at Jude 4. Look at Jude 4. It's possible for some to change the grace of God into sin, into lasciviousness, the Bible says. And that's a big word. Lasciviousness means sin. All right? But Jude 4 says, there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men. Here it is. Turning the grace of our Lord, of our God, into lasciviousness. Turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Pinapalitan nila ang grasya ng Diyos sa kahalayan o sa kalaswaan ng kanilang laman. You know, so is it possible to turn the grace of God into a license to sin? Yes. But people who do that are not saved. So hindi po ligtas, hindi karaniwan sa anak ng Diyos na gamitin niya ang grasya ng Diyos para sa kanyang kalaswaan o sa kanyang kahalayan, no? That is not the will of God. But when we do sin as a Christian, we have an advocate in heaven who pleads our cause. At ang dugo ng Panginoong Hesukristo ang nagtatanggal sa ating mga kasalanan at karumihan. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from sin. Now, when you as a Christian, when you sin, you don't ask God to save you again, but you ask God to forgive you again and to cleanse you again. And His blood cleanses us from sin. Look at Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. And verse number 24. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. The Bible says this: and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. The blood of Jesus Christ speaks better things than that of Abel. Abel's blood screams justice. Justice. The blood of Jesus screams mercy, mercy, forgiveness. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it cleanses us from our sin. Look at 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9. Yung palang dugo ng Panginoong Hesukristo ay naglilinis po ng ating mga kasalanan at karunihan natin. Ang dugo na nagsasalita ng mas mabubuting salita kaysa kay Abel, no? Yung dugo ni Abel, nagsasabi, justicia, justicia, justicia. Pero ang dugo ng Panginoong Hesukristo ay nagsasabi, kapatawaran, kapatawaran, kapatawaran. So napakaganda pala ang mga sinasabi ng dugo ng Panginoong Hesukristo. At tuwing tayo nagkakasala bilang Kristiyano, kailangan lumapit tayo sa Panginoon at humingi tayo ng kapatawaran at bibigyan po tayo ng kapatawaran. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Magpasalamat tayo na at laging nating tandaan na si Jesus ay ang ating tagapagtanggol. Siya ang ating tagapamagitan. We ought to praise God and thank God for Jesus' ministry as our advocate. The Bible says, plead my cause. And we have someone in heaven who really is pleading our cause. Verse number 154, ipaglaban mo po ang aking kapakanan. At meron tayong Panginoon sa langit. Meron tayong tagapagtanggol. Meron tayong tagapamagitan na siguradong lumalaban para sa atin. Let's bow and pray and ask the Lord to bless us.